I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, June 9th. A free in-home nurse visiting program for new parents expanded in our area. WYSO's Nick Herkman has more.
Montgomery County is ranked among the worst in Ohio for maternal and infant deaths, according to a 2023 study from Wright State University's Bunchoff School of Medicine. That's why Help Me Grow Brighter Futures has recently launched the Family Connects Ohio Home Visiting Program. It expands access to in-home nurse visits for new parents, no matter their insurance status, income level, or where the baby was born. Tiff Huber is the director of Help Me Grow Brighter Futures.
So this just ensures that home visiting is available for everybody and that all parents are getting education and support that they need after they get home with their baby.
During a visit, often 3 months after birth, a registered nurse checks on the health of both baby and mother, provides guidance, and connects families to local support. The program serves all families, including adoptive, foster, and bereaved families. Elisa Williamson recently used the home visit and therapy programs when she came home with her daughter. She offered advice to other new and expectant mothers.
Fear is a powerful thing, and do not wither alone. Like, you have resources to help. So reach out, ask as many questions. You feel like you're being annoying, just be annoying. Like, they're kind. They are your resource, and they're in your corner.
For WYSO News, I'm Nick Herkman.
A group wants to put a proposed amendment on the ballot to replace part of the Reproductive Rights Amendment that voters approved in 2023. They are preparing their next move, as State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports.
Attorney General Dave Yost rejected summary language for a proposed constitutional amendment to repeal the right to abortion in the Reproductive Rights Amendment. One of the petitioners, Tom Bailey, says the problem is with a clause that he says is in conflict with other parts of the proposed amendment.
And if I remove that clause and resubmit, it should go through.
Bailey says the proposed amendment would allow for abortions in some cases, but gives authority back to lawmakers. Groups behind the 2023 amendment say that was the problem to begin with, because lawmakers were passing bills that were putting women's lives and health at risk. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The Ohio-based nonprofit Great Circle Alliance held an exhibit of work last November that was created by three artists from historic Ohio tribes. Now that exhibit will make its way to Oklahoma in time for the Miami Tribes National Gathering Week this month. WYSO reported on the exhibit when it first showed in Granville last fall. It's called Ohio, We're Still Here. The artists come from the Seneca Cayuga tribe, the Miami Tribe of Oklahoma, and the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma. Great Circle Alliance invited them to a week-long residency in Ohio, where they got to visit mound and earthworks sites created by the Fort Ancient and Hopewell cultures. The paintings, baskets, and photographs at the exhibit were inspired by their time in Ohio. The Miamia Heritage Museum will have it on loan until September 30th. National Gathering Week will take place in Miami, Oklahoma, from June 23rd through the 27th. Tribal citizens from all over the U.S. will travel there to celebrate Miamia culture. There is a bill in the state legislature to raise the minimum age for someone to marry in Ohio from 17 to 18, but it's been languishing. No state lawmakers have publicly voiced opposition, but Republican Senator Bill Blessing says he's heard from some in his caucus who oppose the bill on religious or other grounds.
I think you need to be 18 to be married in this state. And there are some folks in the caucus who feel that, you know, the status quo where we are today is perfectly reasonable.
Co-sponsor Senator Bill DeMora, a Democrat, minces no words.
It's all hypocritical, and it's frustrating that somebody that had no opposition in committee by any citizen of Ohio now is being held up by a couple of members who have some bullshit differences.
Women who want the bill to pass came to the State House earlier this week dressed as brides to urge lawmakers to act on it. And lawmakers in an Ohio House committee have scrapped a provision that would have prevented family caregivers from getting paid by Medicaid to take care of their severely disabled children or family members at home. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has this.
After a weekend of hearing from people affected by the change, a new sub-bill was dropped that does not ban payments to family caregivers. Many disabled Ohioans told lawmakers they depend on family caregivers to help with everyday activities. The previous version of the bill would have meant that skilled workers would need to be hired to provide some of those services. But some said such a change would hurt their health and their ability to live outside of an institution. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
A muggy day today with temperatures expected in the mid-80s with shower and thunderstorm chances as some heavy rainfall is possible in a few places. It's going to be hot on Wednesday with air temperatures near 90 but heat indices well into the 90s with shower and thunderstorm chances continuing. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Mike Fraser.